To be anointed with divine grace means stepping into God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on in, come on in. Come on, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Then it says that to them, good morning, Wesley, to them that received him, the word, he gave to them the power, his power. That word power right there is a Greek word dunamis that means his ability. He gave us his ability to become the sons of God. Now, here's what you got to understand, and let's just get this straight right now. You're not servant slaves. God didn't create you to be a servant slave. He created you to walk in the inheritance of sonship. Come on now, someone type, I'm a son. It is so. Ha, glory. Oh, my God, we got to get to this word. Got to get out of here. But listen. Listen, we have been teaching right here about the season that we're in, okay? First of all, at the Feast of Tabernacles, okay, God's calendar year, okay? 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace, okay? Multiplied and abundant grace as according to Romans chapter, Romans chapter 5, verse 20 for time's sake. And it says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, check this out, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Let me say it like this. Listen, listen, listen. Where sin abounded, I want you to get this, grace did much more abound, okay? So the grace of God, God's power source in your life is being multiplied, okay? Then he said, okay, to just make it better, he said that 5785, okay, in this season, you, hold on here, let me just get my little thing here. I just changed some settings, so this will be a season that you will always have, okay? As according to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 9. No, I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, excuse me. Verse 8, okay? And it says, Well, I'll read verse 7. Every man according to as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. Not grudgingly or out of necessity or out of fear because you think God's going to curse your money. For God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make what? All grace abound. Here it is right here. He's able to make all grace abound where? Toward you. Okay? This will be the season. Why? That you always having all sufficiency. So, he needs to give you his power, his grace, so you can always have, okay? That you, he's able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Now, the key is when you look up that word abound, the word abound right here means to be abundantly furnished with, to overflow, to furnish one richly. So if you are keeping up with the word and sowing your seed, see, if you're not a seed sower, if you're not sowing seed into this ground that is feeding you, then you are cut, you are robbing God. And this is what Malachi is talking about. You rob God with the opportunity to manifest blessings or to manifest a harvest in your life. Why? Because God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Okay? So, and I hope you're getting this morning, because I want you to get the understanding. The Bible said, with all you're getting, get understanding. Listen, you must consistently sow into the ground, because you never know where the harvest is coming. Okay, this, oh my God, see, there it is right there. Ah, come on. See, ah, glory. So now, okay. So this is the season that you always have. Now, but then he said in the world's calendar, 2025, he said that this will be the season that you're anointed with God's divine grace. Okay, you're anointed with God's divine grace. Grace, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16, excuse me. And it says, verse 12 and 13, and he sent for David and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goodly to look to. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him. Okay, this word anoint right here means to smear. It means to spread, to spread a liquid all over. It means to consecrate, to set apart, okay? Okay, David is the only one that Jesus is named after. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. This is that divine grace. This is that divine grace that was on Adam in the garden. That's why he couldn't see his nakedness. This is that same grace that was on David, that when he danced in the city and his outward clothes came off, no one paid attention to his nakedness, because he was under the Spirit of the Lord. He was under God's divine grace. Come on now. Woo! Come on now. Somebody better say, I receive it. Now today, I just want to share this with you, and then we're going to sow seed and we're going to get out of here. High glory, because we are, listen, once again, if you're not sowing seed, okay, if you're not sowing seed, you're not giving yourself the opportunity to reap a harvest. Okay, the Bible says, but beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You need to change. You need to heal your mind from soul issues about giving. God loves a cheerful giver. Look, it says right here, okay, today is the 51st day of the year, and it's also the 20th day of the month, okay? So, the 20th day of the month, okay, and we learned yesterday that we've already activated the season of Jubilee, 50, okay? The 51st day, okay, so the 20th day of the month represents a time of deliverance, a time of redemption and fulfillment, and it also represents a period of waiting before completion, okay? Jacob served Laban for 20 years, okay? So now, the prophetic meaning of the number 20, okay? 20 is the end of a season of delay. It's also the mark of divine visitation and the time of divine order. Okay. The 51st day represents divine revelation and fulfillment of God's plan. Listen, sow your seed. Listen, do the 2025 seed of $225, $2,025. This is the 2025 anointed divine grace seed. Do this and watch what God does on your behalf. Amen. You can use the PayPal, the Zelle for the ministry, or if you want to sow straight into the hand of the prophet, use my Cash App at $2ProphetMDBryant. Listen, be blessed today. Walk in your fullness.